home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
So welcome, everybody, back to Rated G Radio. It's the, you know, we used to do the Friday night dance party. And the Friday night dance party, of course, did world premieres, played cool music. It was syndicated around the world. It was awesome. But on Saturday night, and now with social distancing, I'm trying to figure out some kind of cool name we can call the dance party when we are dancing on a Saturday date night. So I'm thinking this is called the Social Distancing Saturday Night Dance Party. So that will be kind of fun as we get ready to start the show tonight. We are really going to be in for a treat. We've got a legend in the music business. We've got an award-winning screenwriter, author, and all-around wonderful human being to talk to. Her name is Sherry Payne. She's the former lead singer of the Supremes, of course. You'll remember her from that. And we're going to talk to Sherry in just a couple of moments about life and all of the cool things that are going on in her world, even with the stuff that's going on in the world today. So we're going to do something real quick, and I'm going to play a fun little disco dance song I learned how to do the hustle to back in the sixth grade. I won't even tell you what year that was, but this is a little song called La Freak, and we'll be back with Sherry in just a couple minutes. Two and a half more minutes of that. I can't wait any longer. We've got Sherry Payne joining us on the line right now. While the music was playing, I was like, of course, Sherry, I'm picking the longest song. And I said, well, okay, we're going to play the rest of that later. Sherry Payne, welcome to Rated G Radio. It's been a long time since you've been on, but I'm thrilled to get you back. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And I was jamming to that music.
Yeah, I know. For a Saturday night, it's rocking. Hey, so
yeah.
You're taking time out of your performing schedule right now to really do something nice for the world, as you so often do. Last time I had a chance to see you in studio, you were recording the La La Peace song, And then
we hung out about
a year ago or so to do your single Man That Got Away. And now you've got this new single Hope. So tell me about this latest inspired song that you're sharing with the world right now.
Well, that was really because of Rick Giannatis, who produced it, and it was a few years ago. It wasn't just recently. When I was a little younger, I can't sing like that anymore. But anyway, Rick said, what about that song Hope that we did a while back? And it was Rick's idea, and I always loved that song. And it was in the can all this time, and so he pulled it out, and I said, you know, it's great. For the time now, everything that's going on, this horrible pandemic, we are just overwhelmed. The world is having a nervous breakdown, and what it needs now is hope. Hope, because it's not going to go on forever. It will come to an end, and hopefully it'll be sooner than later, but we just need hope to go on.
Amen. So when you were in the studio doing this song, did you have any idea how the song would end up being used? And I mean, obviously you did this a while back, but you know, sometimes you do stuff and then you come back a few years later and go, you know, and it's just like you did, but did you have any idea that it's going to make such an impact like it is?
Rick and I had no idea at all, none, but I thought about it from time to time when I would run across, you know, I can't even say a CD, a cassette. Which I'm going through now during this downtime, which I'm utilizing to. I have about probably close to 500 cassettes, I bet. Maybe not that.
Oh, my
stretching
gosh.
Stretching it, but it's not 500, but at least a couple of hundred. And, you know, a lot of them aren't labeled, so I'm going through all this stuff, and it's like, oh, dang. Well, I'm utilizing the time because I am a hoarder. Besides cassettes, I have CDs. I mean, I was totally unorganized. And so it's given me time to sort of get myself together. But this song, Hope, when you listen to the lyrics, it's just timely. It's what the world needs now. We need hope. We need something to look forward to, a brighter day. Well, I mean, because it's out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that if you're listening to the show live tonight, super cool. Love to have you here. And if you want to call in and make a request for songs later, we'll do that at 323-657-1493. But on the show show page tonight, there's a link to the YouTube video that you've released, Sherry, for the song Hope. So if anybody wants to watch the music video, that's also, I mean, it's already there. For, you know, listeners to go and take a look at. So did you have any direction on how the video was put together? Because I know you are a director and writer yourself.
Right, I do write. I have 20 screenplays and 5 stage plays. So,
wow.
But Rick just told me to, just from my home, and so we found a spot, and it was so amazing because we had had a flood in my living room. Where a pipe had burst in the wall, but half the ceiling was torn out, and so it was all covered with plastic, a certain area. Half the, all the furniture moved to the side, so we had to find a spot where I could record. So, but it came out okay. In fact, you know, I have not watched the one on YouTube, the finalized version. Maybe I'll do that tonight after the radio show. I'll do that. You know, I don't like looking at myself because I'm too critical like that.
Well, you know. It's tough when, you know, if you've got, you know, $1 million makeup and hair crew to dote on you every second of the day, that's great. But then, you know, this is something that you're putting together, you know, during this horrible time and giving people hope.
Right.
But the video is mixed in with a lot of image of those first responders, like those, you know, the nurses and doctors and healthcare workers.
Wow.
They did a just spectacular job. I rewatched it for about the fourth time right before the show started tonight. So everybody needs to go take a look at the video.
I've got to see that.
Yeah, just, well, you know, anything Rick does, it always just turns out so well. And he has this classic stamp of, you know, what RGP Entertainment Group is going to do. So fun things. So what, Sherry, just, we're going to play the song. We're going to play the song a couple of times this hour, and everybody should go to, you know, all the places you buy the music and purchase Hope by Sherry Payne, along with all of our other music, you know, put some money in her pocket tonight. But you're going to love the song, everybody, when you hear that. But Sherry, before I let you go, can you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing to not go stir crazy while, you know, you had to be on lockdown?
Well, like I mentioned, I'm a hoarder, so I've been going through all my CDs, DVDs, cassettes, trying to get organized. And I found, in fact, I found a couple I want to use in my next a play that was presented almost 2 years ago by Don B. Welch Productions. Donald Welch was the producer director, called A Lady in Waiting at the Barnstall Theater in Hollywood.
I saw that. That was great.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Garrett. Yeah. And the August performance, Quincy Jones was there.
A lot of other
celebrities. And then we presented it again in November. So Donald had mentioned last year that he'd like to bring it to the Wilshire Ebell to add about 5 songs to it. So going through all this music I have now, music that I recorded even eons ago, I'm finding stuff. Wow, this would be great. This would be great for the lead character. This would be great for her son and daughter to do a duet. This would be great for the prison guard. Great for the judge. So anyway, that's what I'm doing right now. And really haven't had a chance to work on new material because I was working on a new script called The Perfect Getaway. But Donna was presenting another play of mine called 10 Good Years at the Barnstall this past April 19th and then moved to May 23rd, which, of course, did not happen. We would be there right now tonight if that were the case. But it'll be done sometime, maybe whenever they're opening up the theaters. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're going to have a lot of restrictions and you know, spacing and so on and so forth. So it really hit the entertainment field hard because entertainers, singers or whatever, even actors, you know, we make our money by traveling, singing, acting, performing, dancing, and we can't do any of that now. So it's really put a noose around our necks. But, you know, Satan is a liar. He's not going to hold us down for too much longer. We're going to work our way through this. Because we have hope. We have hope in God and Christ, no matter what your religion may be. I'm a Christian, so I believe in Jesus Christ, and I know he's going to bring me through. And sometimes it's going to take affirmations every day, but, you know, pray, look to the spiritual side and know that even though we've lost so many wonderful people, and it's just horrific. I know several people who have lost family members or a friend, close friend, yes. And so it's no joke. This is a horrible thing which we never imagined would happen in our lifetime, but it has happened. So we have to deal with it, and we have to get through it, and know that we're going to get through it, and come out victorious in some kind of way. We have to have hope to keep us going on. So that's what we're doing. But staying safe. I wear my mask. I was at Costco's today.
Well, first of all,
to pick up a prescription. Yeah, pick up a prescription, which was much needed for my blood pressure. But then I got a few other things. But everybody had on masks. I said, well, all right. Everybody's cooperating. We need to cooperate and do the right thing to keep it from spreading. And there are some people I know who had it. A couple of church members who sit right next to me in church usually, but I'm okay, though I'm pretty sure. But, you know, you don't even have to display any symptoms and you can have
right.
it. And I know a couple of people who said they had it and didn't even know that they had it when they were sick a few weeks ago or months ago, and then they found out. Yeah, so, you know, this is something, it's so mysterious. So all we can do is do the best that we can and lift each other up and encourage each other. And all this backbiting or hating whatever and snapping and people getting irritable. Forget all that crap. We have a much bigger enemy, and that's that virus. We got to overcome and work together and stick together and have hope. And I just want to thank Rick for bringing this song back to play.
He has so many great ideas. Every time I chat with him, he's like, we're doing this and we're doing that. And I'm like, Rick, where do you have the time?
He never stops.
He never stops. Bless his heart.
And I just want to thank him.
Yeah, Sherry, we're going to play your song Hope now. Again, we've got the video for Hope. It's linked to the show page right there. Just look for a Hope. It looks like it's a hyperlink as well, so click it. You'll go to YouTube. You'll see the great video that Rick's team has put together. And, again, Sherry, I hope to see you this year and give you a hug and not have to be wearing a mask.
Yeah,
and, you know, maybe even do something with you.
It.
So, yeah. So bless your heart. Thank you so
much.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I know you've got a busy schedule ahead, and we'll be in touch soon. But everybody, this is the world premiere here on Reda G Radio for Sherry's brand new song called Hope. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
you know she cares. She's never far behind. Trust me and you will find. She's everywhere, always there in times of trouble. Would never hurt you. Would not.
Not tapping your toes, you know, twiddling your fingers on the desk or up dancing, you have lost your mind. That is such a fun song. Again, big thanks to Sherry Payne for taking time out of her Saturday night to come on the show and talk about her single Hope. Make sure you're checking the link on the show page too, because you can go and watch the video that her producer, Rick Giannato's put together. Rick always does such fun projects. And, you know, when I was talking to Sherry before, we talked about a music video and song that she did, I think it was like February of last year, called The Man That Got Away. And Rick, I'll tell you, he is such a gift to me. And we may not talk or see each other for periods of time, but the second that I see him again, we just pick up right where we have left off. And he has been very kind to me and included me in a couple of projects. And he let me be the the other actor in Sherry's music video for The Man That Got Away. You have to go take a look at this on YouTube tonight as well. Here's why. It is filmed and it has this great like 1920s noir, old Hollywood type of look and feel. Ugh. It is a work of art. And then you also have Sherry just crooning so passionately in that. And then, you know, of course, you'll see me about 2 minutes into the song. I'm playing the piano very well, I might add. So that would be a really fun thing for you to go do. But again, check out all of Sherry's music on CD Baby, on iTunes, all the good stuff, and support the cause. You know, indie artists, and, you know, unless you're going to be like Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber and you can, you know, pay $1 million to get your song to go to number one. Oops, I didn't say that. You know, indie artists out there, or, you know, stars of yesteryear, they really rely heavily on you going to see their live events, you buying a CD, even though you may not even have a CD player, you buying a t-shirt. And these are the things that allow them as an indie artist to put food on their table, pay rent, you know, maybe pay for gas to get to the gig, things like that. So anytime you have a chance to go see indie artists perform at your local bars or clubs, and you know, do it. It's not only fun, you and your friends are going to have a total blast, but you can help support their cause. And, you know, living your life as an artist is always you know, so much fun to do. You know, I think we've all done and do at some point our job, and we may love that job, but it may pay us really well and it may do all kinds of awesome things. But, you know, at the end of the day, your heart is just, you know, wanting to go sing a song. This next song I'm going to play, and it's one of these things where in a million years would I have ever thought I would ever get, you know, to be in a music video with Sherry Payne or just even meet this legend. But this is somebody who I first saw on TV back in the day and won the first season of Star Search music competition. And you'll remember he did this amazing rendition of Over the Rainbow. And this young man's name at the time was Sam Harris. And Sam released his album on Motown. And the first single is called Sugar Don't Bite. Now, the cool part about this is that from, you know, a relative unknown, unlike, you know, The Voice or America's Got Talent or American Idol, any of the shows of today, back then there were no shows like this. Ed McMahon hosted this. We got Sawyer Brown in the country music world. We had Rosie, who was it? It wasn't Rose. Anyway, we got a ton of people that are now in Hollywood and they're staples who got their start on Star Search. And it was a really fun show. So the first year, Sam Harris racks up all of these wins each week and then goes on to kill it with Over the Rainbow and wins the competition. His first single went to, I think, 36 on the Billboard charts back in 1984. And when I first heard this song played out of a radio station in Portland, Oregon, I actually thought it was Tina Turner because the, you know, the are very similar. And so, you know, here we go. Sugar Don't Bite. So fast forward a million years. And when I first moved to California, I you know, had a different job and a different life and all of that kind of stuff. And I was on my commute. I would listen to Sirius XM radio. And one of the talk shows I listened to was the Frank DeCaro show. And Frank had on a familiar name called Sam Harris, who was talking about, you know, his books and his, you know, music and his involvement in Hollywood, all kinds of fun stuff I'd never even known. Because, again, I, you know, lost track after the, you know, couple of albums. And it's like, oh, Sam Harris, whatever happened to him? Well, here you go. So he lives up in the Pasadena area and was getting ready to go in for a double hip replacement surgery. It was absolutely something horrible. And I was just kind of floored because he goes, well, yeah, I'm going to be at the, you know, hospital starting on dun, 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 dun. And, you know, I'll be there a couple of days or, you know, whatever it was. I was just shocked that, you know, he would kind of like release that information. And I thought, well, you know, I'm a big Sam Harris fan from back in the day. I'm going to go ahead and do a little thank you. So I got a, a giant cardboard box, and I filled it with like homemade cookies and homemade popcorn and just some snacks and some things like that. And just left a note about, hey, you know, heard you on Frank's show. Hope your surgery goes well. And I just send you, you know, good greetings. That was it. So I go to the hospital to drop it off, and they're like, oh yeah, okay, you can just take it up to his room. And I'm like, you don't know who I am. I could be carrying a bomb. You know, who would carry a bomb to Simon Harris's hospital room? I don't know. But they said, yeah, just go up to the, you know, this floor and, you know, make a right and do this and do that. And I was like, oh, okay, well, they'd probably just mean, you know, I would take it to the floor and then I'll leave it at some nurse's station. And they were like, no, yeah, he's, you know, he's still in surgery apparently, but he goes, yeah, his room is like right there. Go ahead and set it down. And, you know, if you want to hang around for a while, that's fine. And I'm just shaking my head going, don't you want to check my ID? Don't you want to, you know, instead of don't you know who I am, don't you want to know who I am and why? I could just be some crazy person. Well, you know, crazier than usual, crazy person walking in and, you know, doing something horrible. But they let me in. I would sure hope if knock on wood, I don't need to go to the hospital. But if I were in the hospital for something and I made the dumb mistake of saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go in the hospital next week, you know, come and say hi. I hope you would not do that. And I hope they would stop you from coming to my room. I mean, what else are you going to do? But anyway, so that's my little connection to Sam Harris. Here's, after all my rambling, here's the song Sugar Don't Bite. I'm going to play a couple more back to back just so you can get up and get moving and get dancing. But this one starts it off with Sam Harris.
Dreams of a trip to the hood, y'all. Body slammed to the
song is by. It's by the Village People. But okay, so I'm all about, well, I'm not all about drama because I hate drama, but it's interesting, you know, knowing that there's drama that has gone on in the past and not really knowing all the behind the scenes stuff. But anyhow, so Victor Willis, the original lead singer of the Village People, as many of you may remember, he left the group or was fired or whatever story you want to believe happened in the late 70s. And then he had like a, you know, 30 year binge of, you know, drugs and alcohol. And he was in horrible shape and all of this kind of stuff. He came back on the scene a couple of years ago, and I guess he's married to an attorney. And Victor, at the time, released an album called Solo Man. Now, you'll remember the Village People sang Macho Man, you know, so Macho Man, Macho Man. So he sings this song called Solo Man. Great song. Now, I will tell you, if you listen to the song Solo Man by Victor Willis on like your AirPods or like really good headphones, there is one word that they ended up having to resplice in, and it's only one word, and it's so off. It's on like the car radio or something like that. You don't catch it. It's only if you have like your AirPods in or like Bose noise canceling headphones, something where you really pick up the sound and you hear the one word and you're like, well, that was interesting. Nobody caught that because there's no other engineering. I'm going to call it a flaw, but there's no other engineering things like that on the entire album. And it was a great album. And it was kind of a throwback to, you know, disco sound. So in the meantime, so while Victor's, you know, drug and boozing it all over the place and his life's down the toilet, the Village People went on and performed for many, 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 many years until Victor got his act together and his wife, who's an attorney, took on his legal woes. And he won back the rights that were basically stolen from him, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And is the one that, you know, now reaps the benefit for writing the songs like YMCA and Macho Man and In the Navy and all of the classic hits that you love to dance to when you're at the dance clubs. So he's now out on tour as just, it's not the Village People. It's just, he's just Village People. So there's a little trivia note there for you. If you knew it, that was cool. If you didn't, there you go. That's what you get on the Saturday night on Rated G Radio. I'm still trying to get used to what we're going to say it here. When it's the Saturday social distancing Saturday night dance party, that sounds crazy. I think a more fun name would be the RGP Entertainment Dance Party on Rated G Radio on a Saturday night, something like that. We'll figure something out down the road. Back to Sam Harris real quick before we go play another song. So I told you the whole story. I went to the hospital room, dropped off all the goodies. You know, who knows? You know, I got the nicest note that he mailed to the house because, you know, I left my, you know, address on the thing. Or, you know, I guess he mailed it to work because I left my business card. He left me just the nicest note, handwritten in the whole thing. And I still have that note here in my desk to this day. So that was my connection to, which is no connection at all, but my connection to Star Search back in 1983, probably, maybe 84, with Mr. Sam Harris. Okay, so there we go. So I guess, you know, all the restrictions are starting to be lifted around the country. If you have something that you are getting ready to do that you have been just climbing up the walls to go do, drop me a note. You can send me a note on the Rated G Radio Facebook page or private message me, and that'll be fun to talk about because I'm getting some good ideas and good questions from listeners. We'll be answering some of those in the coming weeks. As you're listening to music tonight, think about, you know, like, what are your favorite types of songs? You know, what era do you just like totally resonate with? Are there artists or styles? What's your favorite dance moves or favorite dance to watch? Let me know, because we're going to be doing some fun dance party themed things here on the show. How is that? We're going to be doing some things. This next song is a song, of course, by my favorite artist of all time. Not me. It's Mr. George Michael, who passed away going on like 4 years. And I love how when artists die, some years, and I don't love when they die, so it's not that I'm hoping that they die, and certainly not George Michael, I wanted him to live forever, but when they die, it's, you know, months or years later, and then all of a sudden an estate finds, oh, here's a vault of reel-to-reel tapes from this artist when they, you know, did their big jam session with so-and-so back whenever. It's like, how do you not have this somewhere else? How do you have, you know, these things just like kind of like in a hope chest up in your closet, and you open up one day and they're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I did that in 2017. It just stuns me. So out of the blue, over the holidays, there was that song Last Christmas, and they used a lot of the Wham songs and George Michael songs. And the big song that they released is this song. It's called This Is How We Get High. And they, his estate, his management team, whoever's handling, you know, the publicity side of this, put together a lyric video. They spent some money on it, as the George Michael videos usually did in the past. And so it looks really great. And it was also the inspiration that I gave to the lyric video folks when they did my song, Pucker Up Buttercup, It's New Year's Eve. You know, it's practically June. We're not going to play that tonight. But I am going to play This Is How We Get High by George Michael. And then we're going to get Sherry's song Hope in one more time and maybe chat for just a minute right before the show ends. So, again, I gave you a little break. Go to the potty, get a glass of water or your favorite adult beverage. And this is a little George Michael.
So you raise another glass, looking for a different space. I was leaning on the grass, sunnier day, oh, that never came. Could it be? Well, the present is the past. It's hard to be more than we seem. Your daddy was a drinker, just kept drinking till the jokes he was thinking, that's true. Your mama was the same girl, she just wasn't thinking on the day that you looked at him, the day that I knew. I will always try to get my life together. I guess we always knew that it would be stormy weather.
she lets you know she cares. She's never far behind. Trust me and you will find. She's everywhere, always there in times of trouble. Would never hurt you. Would not.
Magic. So we're going to be live next Saturday night. If you have a Saturday date night secret, maybe a horrible date that you've had recently or in the past, or something weird that's happened when you've been out with your special someone, I want you to send me a note and we will talk about it. You can be anonymous if you want as well. But if you want to use your name or even call and use your voice, that's even more fun, more funner. That's what we do on Rated G Radio. It's more funner. So in the spirit of hope, I'm going to play this song, I Am, off of my last full album, Blonde Jesus, available where fine records are sold. And this is my little, I Can Do Anything song. We'll see you next Saturday night. Thanks for being here. Thank you.
Come join me on my journey, taking these first few steps, breaking out, breaking free, finding out who I want to be. There are a lot of notions in this world that people think we should believe about second best and taking less and not following our dreams. I know I want more. To take a chance.
I am.
Believe and receive.
I am.
Attract and allow.
I am.
Now.
Listening to Rated G Radio.